Okay, let's dive in. Imagine setting off on this really epic adventure. It's all about finding yourself, being resilient, and that big search for where you belong. And it's all through the eyes of this, well, this very determined, maybe a little clumsy young goose.
Exactly. Today, we're doing a deep dive into that very story, the heartwarming and actually pretty insightful tale of Gertie Goose. We're drawing from Gil Hewton's book, Gertie Goose Flies to Scotland, A Tale of Finding Home, just excerpts, but powerful ones.
Right, and our mission here, we want to pull out those, key bits of wisdom from Gertie's solo flight. You'll find out how this one little goose handled, well, everything: hunger, danger, even doubting herself,
Yeah.
and how she learned to trust her own inner compass.
It really touches on some big themes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Intuition, perseverance, and what finding home truly means.
Definitely. It's kind of like a hero's journey, but, with
A
feathers.
lot more flapping, yeah, and some very memorable crash landings.
Absolutely. So let's set the scene. Gertie's in a bit of a pickle right at the start.
Yeah.
She's alone, separated from her family because, well, she stubbornly refused to fly south with them from Iceland or Greenland.
And she is feeling it, deep regret. The text says she's thinking, I'm so sorry I refused to go with you and you had to leave me behind. You really feel for her.
Oh, yeah. And the physical side, too.
Absolutely. It describes her young wings flapping thousands of times, her muscles aching. She's incredibly hungry, her tummy's rumbling.
Daydreaming about food, probably.
Yeah, green grass and rows of fresh lettuce, maybe even a cabbage. But all she sees below is just, the deep blue sea. Endless sea. It paints a picture of real weariness and
That
sadness.
endless blue sea feels huge when you're alone. But then a breakthrough. She spots
A
something.
patch of green, yes. An island. You can imagine her excitement. Hurrah, at last.
And she lands specifically in Orkney, Loch of Bank, Scotland. So first leg of the journey done, but maybe not smoothly.
Not quite. And this is where we first see her recurring issue, the landing. It's not graceful.
Bro.
She groans, UGH. She basically tumbles head over heels. And she even kind of mutters to herself, nope, I still haven't got the hang of this landing lark.
It makes her so much more relatable, though, doesn't it? A slightly clumsy hero.
It does. It grounds the story. So she's finally on land. She's getting a drink. And then she hears a voice, hello, little goose.
And who is this?
She turns and sees this, well, strange creature. Thin, red fur glinted in the sunlight, an enormous tail, but also, crucially, its ribs were showing.
Ah, that detail about the ribs.
Yeah.
That's a warning sign, right? Even if the words sound friendly.
Exactly. Hunger makes creatures desperate, and this fox, because it is a fox, comes on a bit strong. Why don't you join me for a wee chat and a bite to eat? He even says, you must be hungry, and I know I am. Calls himself a friendly fox who likes to play with geese.
Friendly fox who likes to play with geese.
Yeah, red flags there. But Gertie's so lonely. This must be tough for her. It is. It's a real conflict. She wants a friend desperately, but something inside, that little voice, is screaming, no, no, N, no. It tells her to listen to your heart.
And she notices something else.
Yeah, she clocks it. There's something very odd about the way he's licking his lips. That instinct, that inner goose, as the story calls it, is kicking in hard.
Wow. So her intuition is battling her loneliness.
And thankfully, intuition wins. Just as she's processing this, the fox drops the act. He starts running at full speed towards her with his big mouth wide open.
Yikes.
But Gertie's quick. She reacts instantly, takes off, escapes into the sky. Just in time.
And the fox reveals his true intentions.
Oh, yes. He shouts after her, totally frustrated. You would have made a lovely lunch and enough for dinner, too. Calls her such a juicy goose. So young and tender.
Oh, my goodness. So the takeaway here is massive, isn't it? About trusting that gut feeling.
Huge. Her relief is immense, and the insight is crystal clear. She was so glad she trusted her feelings. It's a core aha moment for her, realizing the power of that inner voice, her inner goose.
That inner goose. I love that phrase. It's something we can all relate to, needing to trust that feeling.
Definitely. So she's escaped the fox, learned a big lesson. She keeps flying.
And what happens next? Does she find more trouble?
Not trouble exactly, but hope. And then a different kind of challenge. She hasn't gone far when she hears a sound she knows.
Geese.
Lots of geese. An enormous gaggle of geese honking away further north in Scotland. And this sparks immediate hope. It connects to stories her mum told her.
Ah, stories about where they go.
Exactly. About the Moray coast next to a large forest of pine trees and finding barley left over from harvest time, she thinks this must be it. This must be where they are. The possibility of reunion feels so close.
Oh, fantastic. So she heads towards the sound.
She does. But when she gets there, it's overwhelming. She circles the field and all she sees is, well, a vast sea of geese in every direction.
Oh, no. How is she possibly going to find her family in that?
That's exactly her thought. The text says tears well up, making everything look blurry. It's daunting.
And I bet the landing didn't help things either.
You guessed it. Still struggling. She comes in far too fast, lands with a big bump, and actually knocks into some older geese who are very cross.
Oh, dear. Getting told off.
Yep. Grumpy honks of, be careful, and look where you were going. So even surrounded by hundreds, maybe thousands of geese.
She feels more alone than ever.
Precisely. Her hope of finding her family starts fading. It's that feeling, isn't it? Alone in a crowd. It can be almost worse than being physically alone.
Definitely. And this is where things take another turn, internally for her.
Yes. This is where she starts to feel, well, what we probably call anxiety. The book uses this brilliant description. She had butterflies, but now they had big boots on.
Wow, what a description. Big booted butterflies. I think we've all felt those.
Right. It just captures that heavy, overwhelming feeling. She feels she could hardly breathe. Her chest was going in and out at an alarming speed. She felt all hot and bothered, panic setting in.
Poor Gertie. But she has a tool, doesn't she? Something she remembers.
Thankfully, yes. In that moment of panic, she recalls something crucial her mom taught her. A coping strategy for when we got upset or had a bad dream.
Okay, what was it?
A breathing technique. Simple but powerful, she remembers. Close your beak and breathe in through your nose and let out a sigh. And then, more specifically, breathe in for 3 wing beats and breathe out for 6.
Ah, mindful breathing. Even for geese. It's amazing how fundamental that is.
It really is. It connects back to that idea of finding calm within yourself, using your own body's rhythm.
And does it work for Gertie?
Instantly, like magic. The tummy twinges stop, the big boots come off the butterflies, calmness returns. She even has this moment of self-awareness thinking, oh, I am a silly goose getting myself upset and imagining the worst.
That's such a key moment of self-regulation. Finding that calm amidst the storm, it shows real growth.
Huge growth. She's learned to manage not just external threats like the fox, but her internal turmoil too.
So feeling calmer, she manages to rest.
Yes, she falls asleep. And then she has this incredibly vivid, guiding dream.
The dream? What happens in it?
She's flying over the blue sea again, but this time she just knows she was being carried along in the right direction. She sees a beautiful sunset, red and orange. It feels purposeful.
Like her subconscious is leading her.
Exactly. And then, the crucial part, in the dream, her yellow beak was tugging to one side, and a little voice murmurs, turn left here. And she just knows in her heart, this is right. This is what she needs to do.
Wow. Her inner goose is working even while she sleeps.
It seems so. And the amazing thing is when she wakes up, she doesn't question it. She immediately acts on the dream. She just shuffles around to her left in the spot where she slept.
Just turns left.
And then she sees her, a pretty goose sitting in a giant comfy nest surrounded by 6 tiny fluffy chicks. Her heart goes all of a flutter.
Could it be?
She's hoping. And then comes the confirmation. She hears the mummy goose telling a story. A story about a very naughty young gosling.
It's her. It's her mom talking about her.
Yes. Gertie can't contain herself. She calls out, honk, mummy, it's me. Here I am, your naughty daughter.
Oh, the relief. What does her mom say?
Just pure love and relief wash over her. Hush, hush, my darling girl. She says, how could I ever be cross when I love you so much? It's incredibly moving.
And her siblings.
They're thrilled, chirping excitedly. Gertie, Gertie, you are home. It's the reunion she's been searching for, the end of that long, lonely journey.
Just wonderful. Found her family, found her home. But she's changed by the journey, right?
Oh, absolutely. She's not the same gosling who refused to migrate. She actually shares some wisdom with her younger siblings now.
What does she tell them?
She warns them, you must never do what I did. Remember to always listen to mummy and daddy. She acknowledges her adventures, saying exploring is lots of fun, but concludes, there's nothing like being together with those you love. Hard-won wisdom.
Wow. And what about Mum? Proud, but maybe a little cautious.
Exactly that balance. Mummy Goose says, you've always been strong, acknowledging Gertie's resilience. But then she adds, looking at the others, I am so proud of Gertie for finding us, but don't any of you get the same idea? Practical parenting.
Huh. Very wise. So, looking back at Gertie's whole journey, What are the big takeaways?
Well, Gertie herself sums it up. She says she never gave up, crediting her mom's wise words, especially being told to always follow your inner goose. She says, I did just that.
That inner goose again. It really is the central theme.
It is. Trusting that intuition, finding resilience, using those inner resources.
Yeah.
And her ultimate realization, I learned that nothing beats the love of family.
Beautiful. And the story ends on a lighter note, I believe. Something about landings.
It does. It brings back that running gag perfectly. Even after everything, she bends over, waggles her tail feathers, and asks her mom, can you please teach me to land properly?
Oh, that's brilliant.
And the whole family just starts cackling with laughter. This lovely, humorous touch showing that, you know, growth is ongoing. Some skills still need practice.
What a fantastic story. So to recap for everyone listening, we've seen Gertie transform from this headstrong young goose into one who really gets the value of intuition, resilience, and that deep need for belonging. She faced down dangers, both outside and inside herself, to find her way.
Yeah, and Gertie's journey, it really resonates, doesn't it? We all have times where we feel lost or lonely or face our own kind of foxes, maybe internal doubts or external challenges. Her story is a great reminder to trust those gut feelings, to use simple tools like breathing to find calm, and to remember the strength that comes from knowing where you belong.
So maybe the question for you to think about is, what does following your inner goose look like in your own life? How might trusting your instincts, even when things feel uncertain or you feel alone in the crowd, change your journey toward finding whatever home means for you?